Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the first Sunday after the Sunday of Trinity. Our scripture reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." Our scripture lesson comes from Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. We must not simply form an opinion on this rich man from his external conduct. He is dressed in sheep's clothing, and his life outwardly glitters and seems beautiful, covering the wolf to perfection. The gospel does not accuse him of adultery, murder, robbery, or violation of law. It brings no charges against him with which the world or reason could find fault. He was just as honorable in his life as the Pharisee who fasted twice in the week and did not do what other men did, and of whom Luke also writes in his gospel in chapter 18. Had he committed any gross crime, the gospel would undoubtedly have mentioned it. It describes this man in such detail that it even mentions his purple clothing and what kind of table he kept. These are external matters, and God does not necessarily judge any man according to them. In all probability, this rich man led a fine, holy life outwardly, and according to his own thinking and that of other men, keeping the whole law of Moses. He cannot be judged simply by external appearances. One must look into his heart and judge him according to his spirit. The gospel has very sharp eyes. It looks into the depth of the heart. The gospel can fault works of which reason may approve. Nor is the gospel fooled by the sheep's clothing. It knows how to regard the fruit of a tree, whether it is good or bad, as the Lord also says in Matthew's Gospel 7:17, "Every sound tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears evil fruit." Let us pray. You can read our hearts, O God, and know what we really are. You are never deceived by sheep's clothing. May we always act in love and truth towards all our fellow men, and thereby demonstrate by fruits of faith that we are your true children by faith in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.